Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, I'm Greg the Dive Master, hanging out at 40 Fathom Grotto. Check it out, 40, the number 40, fathomgrotto.com on the web. I got Mermaid Abby with me. She's kicking back and relaxing in her mermaid attire. You're comfortable, right?
It's what I do all the time. Even when I'm not on the show, I'm in the tail, basking in the sun. It's just natural.
Yeah. See, and this is what we do on the road all the time, Bill, and you usually don't see this. Our producer's usually locked in a tiny 10 by 10 room, usually with bars on it, but this week he's out in the opening on a work release.
It's nice to be out. It's nice to be here amongst the fresh air and the divers. It's nice.
Yeah, what do you think of this 40 Fathom Grotto place? It's really like getting out there, isn't it? It's like borderline, I don't know, becoming one with nature. It's like camping kind of thing, isn't it?
Well, it's a gorgeous place above the water, and then in the water, it's a great place to dive. So it's not like you're going and you're parking in a parking lot and you're traipsing across the asphalt to get to the dive place. I mean, you're out in the woods and nature, and it's a great time to spend some time walking around during your intervals in between your dives.
Yeah, and our home base of operations is in Orlando, Florida. Literally, this is about, I don't know, an hour and a half drive, I'd say, tops. And you are literally, you're out there, you're feeling, I mean, they got all the amenities you need with the rooms and stuff. And we have Drew here from 40 Fathom Grotto to fill us in on some of these new facilities you guys been working on. Because you have a lot of construction going on here, right, Drew?
Absolutely. We have tried to make it as customer-oriented as possible to make it easy, friendly, come up and down the stairs. We've added a full amenities bathroom. There is showers, changing rooms. We have cabanas. We have classrooms that you can rent. We have tried to make it as upscale as possible. We've spared no expense. We've got a docking system that's compared second to none anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's very accessible and very easy to get around with your tanks and everything, fins, what all the gear you got to get down there to the water. I didn't know what it looked like before, but it does look like you guys have put in brand new docking and steps and everything. I mean, it looks like you're sparing no expense in that regard.
Absolutely. We wanted to make it to where when people came here that they would love coming here and want to come back. I mean, if somebody came somewhere and didn't want to come back, then it doesn't make much sense. So we have literally spared no expense. We have a custom fill station where we can now do tri-mix. We keep basically 11,000 cubic feet, 10,000 cubic feet of any given gas at any given time, and we can do any blend that people want.
Yeah, well, and it is a technical training facility. I mean, what is it, Commercial Diving Academy? Is that what it is?
Yeah, actually, I started out as a scuba instructor in 95 and actually fell into the commercial diving. So I've been in both worlds.
What's that, Pete?
You said something? He said he fell into something.
He fell in. Okay, that was another bad joke. Sorry. Just keep going.
It only hurt for a little while, but it was lucrative. So it kind of worked itself out. It was a good trade-off. But I've been in both worlds, and I like the scuba world a lot better. Of course, it's more relaxing. You're not actually having to work in the water. But I was teaching at Commercial Diving Academy, and then the owner brought me down here because of my experience in both worlds, because we will be conducting commercial training here pretty shortly.
Yeah, well, and it's because with the depth, I would imagine, right? It makes it very conducive to do training in a confined water environment, but you got, 240 feet, is that right, of depth, or 40 fathoms of depth to work with, and that works well for the technical diving community. But you're right, you guys have put a lot of neat things in here to make it accessible for the recreational diving community. Just come out here like we did today and get wet, do a little practicing, maybe do some skills or whatever the case may be. And Drew was nice enough to work me through the channels to become an official grotto guide.
Way to go,
do I get a t-shirt or anything or what?
Well, we are working towards getting actual cards made up. And they're actually going to be through a certifying agency so that you'll be able to show that. Plus, we've made some changes where when you fill out a waiver and a guide agreement, it's going to be good for the calendar year. We also have all of our forms accessible online, so you can download them, fill them out, fax them back to me, and just keep the current year. So whatever the year is, January 1st of that year, we just need new forms, and they'll be good for the calendar year. So it's going to make it easier for everybody.
Got it. And so this is for dive instructors, right? You have to be a dive instructor level, or would this apply to dive master too, or what?
Yeah, dive master. It has to be a leadership rating along with current liability. Fill out the waiver form, 40-fathom grotto guide agreement, basically not really an orientation, but just understand that as a guide, you're responsible for your group.
That's right. You got to keep an eye on your dive buddies if you're a dive master, dive instructor. And that's what you do anyway. And they just kind of keep, you know, do a little checks and balances, so to speak, to keep everybody on the up and up. But it is. It's a great thing for that. And that's exactly what I did today, was bringing some of the scuba radio crew, like Bill, who hadn't been in the water for a while. CJ had a great time. Of course, he ate the duckweed and had to run. I'm not sure what will happen. What, Pete?
Quack, quack.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, we got our mermaids. Now, how many times have you hosted mermaids here at the grotto?
Never. I must say it's my first experience. I've seen them on TV. Yeah. Up close and personal, kind of gives me goosebumps a little bit. But
yeah, goosebumps. You got goosebumps, Bob. Now, Bob has a thing about the hair raising on his arms. Has that been going on with you, too?
My goosebumps gone the other direction today.
I don't know what that means, Abby. What exactly is that?
Again, no comment.
Is there an ointment that will clear that up? An unguent?
An unguent.
Okay.
Yes.
An unguent, yeah.
Tell them about the party last night, Greg.
Hey, we had a good time hanging out here. We got here late, and we had a little bonfire thing going on, right? And, I mean, they have, you know, some really nice facilities here at the grotto. Hot dogs, marshmallows, the whole thing. Now, that's not something you do every time, though, I guess, right? Do they have little get-togethers with the divers here certain weekends, or does it depend on your group or what, Drew?
It really all depends. I mean, we basically try to cater to the people that are coming here. We want to make it, like I said, as customer-friendly as possible. But, of course, we do have some rules and regulations that have to be followed. We got to be considerate of others. Just like when you're in the water, you know, you're considerate of your environment. Don't touch the reef. Don't kill any fish. You know, stuff like that. So small rules that we have here apply as well. And it all depends on the group. But all in all, we're here to have fun and enjoy.
And Scuba Radio broke the rules last night.
No, I don't know what he's... What's he talking about, Abby?
In the morning.
We made some s'mores and sang some kumbaya. That's all I know that happened.
Is that what it was, Bill?
I wasn't here.
Oh, okay. I guess I shouldn't have asked him. See, I didn't remember. So that's why I bring the mermaids along. They remind me what exactly happened. And ooh, you do remember, right?
Oh, yeah. We had a
it was kumbaya and s'mores.
S'mores and a few weenies we roasted.
Okay, and then we had hot dogs. So anyway, yeah, it is a really nice facility. And it is like going to a really nice, cool state park or something and having some diving and have all the facilities that you need to, you know, enjoy nature, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. We have put in like buoyancy diamonds down on the 20 and 30 foot platforms. There is plenty of things to go.
Now, buoyancy diamonds, what do you mean? Is that the swim through things, the obstacle course stuff I saw, or did I thought it was an obstacle course. What does that mean?
Essentially, when you're in an advanced stage of your training, you really need to work on your buoyancy. That's the whole thing, is to stay off the reef, stay off the rocks. You just don't want to kick up the bottom and cause a lot of silt problem where it reduces visibility. So what it does is while the instructor's conducting a class, he can actually have them practice their buoyancy in the water. It's just basically a PVC pipe in the shape of a diamond, and you swim through it. And they are at different levels, so you must adjust your buoyancy as you go through it.
Got it. Okay, well, it's an obstacle course in my case.
Yes. Yeah, it can
yeah.
be considered that.
Well, that's why I'm going to call it that, because I thought it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, I didn't even think about testing my students. I probably should have done that, but I was having so much fun doing the obstacle course myself. I was like, screw them. You know, but you got that. You got a motorcycle suspended on cables at about 50 feet. What, a canoe? What else is under there in the grotto?
There is actually a Corvette, I believe a 65 Corvette. There is an Impala. There is a part of an airplane. There's a satellite dish. There's the creature cave, which really neat.
That's where the 40-fathom spider hangs out, right?
Yeah, see, this one with the orange head, we think he's radioactive, so we're not too keen on getting close to him just in case we, you know, catch a dose of radiation, something like that.
Ah, nice. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's all about safety. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's safety first here at the grotto, for sure.
That spider's hooked into the radar array they have down there.
You're not supposed to tell
about it. Yeah, oh, yeah, they got a whole security system. You know, it's kind of like you can float down at about 200 feet and do the whole Tom Cruise thing, like from Mission Impossible, underwater.
Did you see the tow subs?
The tow subs? There's actually submarines down there, too? Or tows?
There's at least three of them down there. You didn't see them?
I did not see them. What are you talking about? Well, how deep was he?
There's one right below the...
What the hell does a tow sub mean? What do you mean, tow sub?
It's a sub that you tow, that they people get behind boats and they go, doesn't have a motor, gets pulled, and they get...
Oh, okay. All right. It sounds like a boat without a motor or something to me. I don't know. But it sinks.
That's why it's called a tow.
Oh, okay. And you tow it to what? Sea critters down on... whatever.
That's exactly right.
But they have three of them at the bottom at 240 feet or what?
No, one's at 120. One's about right underneath the motorcycle when you go down to that 60-foot. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the third one, but I remember there's a third one in there.
Yeah, the third one is on the deep side, right around 180.
So, around 180. So there's a deep side of about 180. Mm-hmm. So you know, all this deep stuff we're talking about is beyond recreational dive limits. But you guys do a lot of deep water training and technical training like that, right? Even is that even like with PSA, that agency, or other agencies, or is that more the commercial diving stuff we're talking about?
No, actually, that is going through our PSDA. And that is through Scott Evans, who is our course director, and our course director through Commercial Diving Academy, which conducts instructor courses. And we are, that's the reason we had the new fill station put in, of course, with the helium and the oxygen, so that we can do tri-mix, because we do have a lot of technical divers coming down here. And they had to bring their own gas. We weren't able to facilitate them as much as we wanted to. So we had a brand new state-of-the-art fill station put in.
Now, Drew, let me get this straight, though, is that it's open to all instructors, and it's open to all of their students as well to come down and sign up with you to be grotto guides in order to conduct classes here. I mean, you don't just restrict this to one agency. You want everyone to come to the grotto.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we are not saying only NAWI or anything like that. I was just saying who we were affiliated with. But we want everyone to come and enjoy the site because it is a phenomenal location to conduct deep dives, technical dives in a safe, controlled environment. Especially for the beginning part of the classes. I mean, you don't want to be out in the ocean having to go so far offshore to find any deep water and then for somebody to actually have a problem. We have a 10-foot training platform which acts as a confined environment. So you could actually put somebody on, say, a rebreather. Go down, let them get comfortable with the equipment first, then actually take them on a dive.
Nice.
That's not the best part that they have here, though, Greg. The best part is that they've got facilities for you to live here on the site. Showers, bathrooms, everything, and it's beautifully done to where it doesn't look like it's a crappy Florida campground. This is a really nice facility.
Yeah, and I gotta say, you know, this fill station is impressive at 40 Fathom Grotto. I mean, they can mix Trimix, Heliox, all these technical gases. I mean, CJ in the bunkhouse, he brought his own gas to the place last night. I gotta wish he would have left at home, but, you know, what are you gonna do?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no troubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed.
And we are back at 40 Fathom Grotto in Ocala, Florida, by the way, which is one of the very popular sites here in the Central Florida diving community. And only the second time I've been here, but Bob Evans, it was his first time. Santa Barbara, California, caught a flight, came out here, brought a 3 boxes full of different style of force fins for people to kind of try out and experience here at the Grotto. And one of our mermaid folks was trying a force fin in between doing her mermaid shtick and actually lost a force fin.
It was all part of her strategy to try and help Bob. Postage is expensive, and to mail these fins back and forth costs a lot of money. Just trying to help Bob out. If you don't have to mail them all back, it's a little bit cheaper.
Okay, that could be one excuse, as opposed to she was just trying to take the fin off, and it slipped off the dock and sank to the bottom. It sank down to 40 fathoms. So what are we going to do about this, Bob?
Well, anyone who finds it, we'll give them a force fin cap, and we'll announce it. You know what's happened to me?
What's happening?
Well, I've been going on scuba board. I've turned into a computer junkie.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
I'm going on scuba board like 2 or 3 times a day now at the office.
You know, there's a 12-step program you can get through that'll help you through that whole issue.
That, Greg. We don't allow that 12-step program.
It's no quitters. Rehab is for quitters, right?
That's right.
Every time I go on, it says, hello, fin doctor.
Of course it does. All right, well, so we have a Tan Delta original style force fin at the bottom of 40 Fathom Grotto. What color?
Smoke black.
Smoke black. And they say...
It was the orange-yellow color.
Orange-yellow? Well, it's smoke. I don't know.
I know what the other one looks like.
Yeah, well, look, it's a force fin. There's only one of them at the bottom as far as we know. So if you find it and you give it back to us, we'll hook you up with a force fin hat and who knows, a few other goodies. Not to mention the fact that you'll go down in infamy as the force fin finder.
Oh, goody!
That would be real special. You have fun looking for it.
Yeah, they say they think it's about in 100 feet of water. And, you know, Mermaid Abby, she could just free dive down for that, right?
Hey, I did. I couldn't find it, so I'm thinking that sucker's way down there.
Well, it could be down there next to the Tobe subs.
Cool!
Yeah, I would say that's kind of a, I don't know, pea green yellow. What color is that? What do you think, Pete?
I think they call that smoke black.
Smoke black. Okay, that's smoke black, Bob?
Yeah, that's smoke black.
All right, well, take that, Mr. Producer. See, we're going to have to lock him back in the studio. He's no good out on site like this. All he does is cause confusion, Abby. Maybe if we put him in a mermaid tail, we get more use out of Bill.
Oh, I say we do it. That's not even a matter of question. We should do that right now.
Greg. What's up, Pete?
He's been wanting to get the mermaid tail for a long time.
Is that true, Bill? Would you do this?
I don't think I should have walked away when I did.
That could be. But anyway, we do have a force fin at the bottom of 40 Fathom Grotto. So if you find it, we'll hook you up with a hat, shirt, God knows what else. And maybe Bob Evans will even call you up and give you a special thank you.
Something special.
Something special indeed. And it was an honest mistake. They just slip off, you know, just like any piece of gear. And I would imagine we were right by the docks. I'm guessing there are tons of things down there. Pete, you said you lost some glasses, too, or something. So what else is down there?
I didn't lose glasses. Someone else lost glasses. I lost a compass.
So there's some sunglasses or eyeglasses. There's a compass and at least one force fin.
Personally, I think it's the cave spider. He's one of those kleptomaniac cave spiders.
It's like hoarding stuff.
He is.
Back in the grotto.
Of course, some have suggested that was my moral compass I lost, but that was years ago.
Don't make me smack you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't follow one myself.
What the hell is wrong with you?
We've noticed that, Greg.
What? What do you mean?
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
So anyway, who knows what would be down there? This thing's been open for years and years. I would imagine if you got down there with like a metal detector, there's probably like a treasure trove of artifacts at the bottom of the grotto, you think?
There is. There's a 65 Chevy down there that I hear is the only real artifact that was down there. All the other man-made stuff has been put down there, but that was actually here when they opened up the hole.
How did it get there? We will discover someday. Or
Shadow Divers.
Shadow Divers. It could be it'll be a TV show or unsolved mystery type thing. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Hey, more coming up from the grotto. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Now we're at a 40 Fathom Grotto in Ocala, Florida today. Next weekend, don't miss the show because we're going to be coming to you live from the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. And this is the largest consumer dive show literally in the country. And it's a huge, huge diving event. Diving celebrities from all over the world converge in the New York metropolitan area, hang out at the Meadowlands Convention Center. And, of course, we'll be doing Scuba Radio and having a lot of those folks on the show with us. And, of course, if you're from that area, come on out and say hi. We're bringing the mermaids. Abby, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm already packed.
And she's working on her tan, you know, to kind of bring that whole Florida flavor up to our northern folks in the, you know, end of winter time frame, right?
Well, you know, if there's any avid listeners tuning into the show right now,
I don't think so.
that one person out there that's tuned in time after time, if they listen, they know that Mermaid Abby does not tan, and she is quite possibly the palest mermaid out there in the ocean.
Well, that sounds appealing. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I am wondering why it is that right now Pete from Scuba Board's packing some paint. She's packing her gear for the trip to Beneath the Sea. Pete's just packing paint. I don't understand what exactly his plans are.
Care to explain, Pete?
I think she'd look good in blue, maybe some shades of green.
What do you think? You're into that whole body painting thing, Abby. You've told me some off-the-air stories that were quite colorful in that regard.
That's why they were off the air.
I think my mom and dad might be tuned into this show, so...
What you have done is wrong.
I'm into art, but I'm not sure about having it on me and having everybody watching.
You aren't into having art on you, and you're wearing this beautiful art...
Who is art? Where is this guy?
I don't know, but he's not liked
it's
by...
It's one lucky SOB, that sounds like to me.
I'm so funny.
But anyway, all right, look, let's just move on, because we're just digging a hole.
Shut up!
Next thing you know, we'll have our own little 40 Fathom Grotto right here on Scuba Radio. Now, Bob, you're going to join us in New Jersey. You've got a lot of activities planned for that whole thing, right? Because you're the president of the
Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences.
And we're going to find out what that is next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Just a second while I retrieve my beanie, my hair, my tweezers, and my nuts.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is that a moray in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
Hi, this is Angela Little, Miss August 1998 Playboy Playmate. And you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And here's my close personal friend. Greg, the dive master.
does have some suction.
Yeah, I would admit to that. I think you're right. Now, look, we're at 40 Fathom Grotto hanging with Bob Evans from Force Fence. He's going to join us in New Jersey. He's the president of the Underwater Arts and Science. What is it? Underwater? I keep messing it up.
Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences, and Dr. Sylvia Earle is a Nogi recipient. We give out awards every year, once a year, and I'll be at the Scuba Radio booth and hanging out with other Nogi fellows, and we'll be wearing our medallions this year to expose the Academy a little bit more at the show.
Yeah, and the Nogi Award winners, I mean, these are like the cream of the crop of the dive industry, literally diving legends from days gone by. What, Bill? You raised your hand?
Yeah, I'm terrified suddenly.
Why? Why?
Why? Because Bob's going to be wearing just his medallion and exposing himself for the Underwater Academy of Arts and Sciences at Under the Sea.
Get out of here and stay out, you pervert!
Well, yeah, but we got the mermaids to keep him at bay.
I don't
Abby and Denise are going to be there.
I don't think that's going to keep Bob at bay if he's wearing just his medallion.
What do you think, Bob?
Oh, I'm going to be very professional at the Beneath the Sea. I'm a different Bob when I'm president of the Academy than with the Finn Company.
He wears clothes, is what he's trying to say.
That'll be nice to see.
I have to ask, is that the Nogi Awards or the Noogie Awards? I don't get that.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.
Bob?
Nogi Award.
Nogi stands for?
New Orleans Grand Island.
Exactly. It's a long story, but it's a very prestigious award, and they do that in conjunction with the DEMA show every year, and it's quite the to-do, absolutely. And these are some impressive folks, which a lot of them, including Bob, will be at Beneath the Sea next week, right?
Correct. Yep, we'll all be there, and you can identify us by our medallions that we'll be wearing around our necks.
But they will be fully closed, so fear not. It's not come some kind of nudist colony thing, Bill. You see, he doesn't get out much, Bob. What do you expect, right?
Bill's a lot of fun.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
We have good time together. In fact, we're going to be in Andros. Get ready. We're going to really have a party. And this is Bob from the Force Fin, not Bob, president of the Academy.
So that what he's trying to say then, in Andros Memorial Day, he may not be fully clothed.
I think that'll be like the Bob I know and love.
What do you think, Abby? You up for that?
I'm kind of rethinking this trip already.
What do you mean?
She's going to have a new tail. We're going to make a special tail for her. Eric, the designer, we're going to make a tail for her so she can undulate beautifully in the ocean.
There we go with undulating again.
I'll finally be a beautiful undulating mermaid, just as I'd always dreamed.
Nice. I think that's a good thing. I'm not real sure, but if not, I'm sure the Cardi and Yeho will do the trick and fill in the blanks for us in the Bahamas.
It's like a fairy tale come true.
There we go.
Ho, ho, very funny. Ha, ha, it is to laugh.
Just checking. I think that the trip is going to be in 10 weeks. Is that a time when you'll be undulating?
I've got to check the calendar there.
Okay.
Either way, it's going to be a good time. Bob and Eric and I are going to get together and see what we come up with, and it's going to be awesome.
Now, Eric is the Mer Taylor, by the way, just so because people may not understand that, but he's the one responsible for making the attire for the Scuba Radio Mermaids.
And to actually see some of his work, you could just go online to his website, which is themertaylor.com. You can see pictures of me and Denise and Nikki, some of the mermaids on Scuba Radio, as well as a variety of other tales that he makes. And not only does he make them for Scuba Radio, but he makes them for the public, so.
Who knows? You need a mermaid tale? Eric's the man to call.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving? Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no. Your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
Oh.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, hanging out with Bob Evans at 40 Fathom Grotto, as well as Pete from Scuba Board, better known as Net Doc, Mermaid Denise, Abby, and of course, Bill the producer, believe it or not, yes, in the flesh, on site, on location. Now, we're going to go to Andros, and believe it or not, Bill is going to join the caravan for that adventure Memorial Day weekend as well. That'll be the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. And all you have to do is go to coralcavernsresort.com on the web or call the phone number right there. It's under latest news right there at scubaradio.com, all the information. So you can join our little entourage as well for a weekend you will never forget on the island of Andros in the Bahamas.
So if mermaids weren't going to be enough and Greg the Dive Master wasn't going to be enough and Single Scott wasn't going to be enough and Bob Evans wasn't going to be enough, now you know Bill the producer will be there. And what the heck are you waiting for now?
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
Well, it's not so much that, but if you look at all the other people on that list, that pretty much counteracts the fact that Bill will be there.
Yeah, well, there's that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, but no, it's going to be a fun time. We really look forward to it. Coral Caverns Resort in Andros, phenomenal property. And if you want to just have a weekend that is going to blow you away, this is going to be this isn't your typical dive trip. Bob's been on a few of our scuba radio adventures in the past. It's been a while, but our little live aboard trips and our little adventures when we bring the listeners along ends up to be a little bit, beyond the typical dive vacation. Wouldn't you think there, Bob?
We have a great time. It really turns into something really cool. We're going to make sure the Net Doctor joins us, too, because we've got to have the full crew down there.
We got to bring everyone together. Last time, I think, Bob joined us on a trip. He had an experimental fin design he was working on called the Sperm Force. How is that coming along, by the way?
We put that fin away. That just got too controversial. But there's some video footage of it on YouTube under the History of Force Fins. But Andros Island is one of the neatest places. I dove there a couple years ago, and I'm looking forward to going back. I mean, it is really, really neat diving.
It's absolutely awesome diving. Now, you've made a personal commitment the last couple of years. You said, you know what? I'm getting out of the office. I've been working my ass off for years and years. It's time for me to get out in the water and start diving with a lot of my customers. And I know that's a personal mission for you right now. And one of the reasons why you came out to 40 Fathom Grotto and you're thinking about coming out and joining us there on Andros in the Bahamas. But you live in Santa Barbara, California. And I would like to know, because I haven't dived off the coast there. It's a beautiful city, and it seems like the diving just right there off your coast would be pretty spectacular in its own right. Is it, Bob, or what?
It's some of the most beautiful diving to actually have a chance at the kelp forest, like Anacap Island. There's normally a...
So we have duckweed here on 40 Fathom Grotto. You have kelp there at Santa Barbara. Do you eat the kelp?
I have occasionally. Actually, I chewed on it underwater. It's very good for you. They put it in toothpaste and ice cream and...
It tastes like, it's like a leafy substance, like CJ's described the duckweed, right?
Except for probably better for you.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
But the grotto was a unique experience where you can just pull your car up and diving off the Channel Islands is more complex. You have to get out on liverboards and boats. And
yeah, now, the Channel Islands, though, are further south, aren't they? Or is that right off of Santa Barbara? Help me out with my geography there, Bob. Because I was thinking, well, if you go out to the Channel Islands, that's more off the like Long Beach, California, or L.A. Is that right or wrong?
The Channel Island chain runs from Point...
I'm thinking Catalina.
Yeah.
So that's further south, but Channel Islands are off of Santa Barbara?
Correct. Yeah, well, they're all part of the California chain. You have San Nicolas Island, San Clemente, Catalina, Anacapa, Santa Cruz, Santa Rosa, San Miguel Island, and some of the best diving in the world. You go from warm water from Catalina to San Miguel to very cold water, but the diving is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it definitely is on my list of things to do. I know Pete here from Scuba Board, or better known as Net Doc. You just did some stuff over at Catalina Island the last, you know what, about 6 months ago? How long has that been?
It's been almost 9 months. I had my famous 15-second dive there, Greg.
That's not a lot of bottom time. I'd trade that dive computer in there, buddy.
Actually, that was no bottom time there, Greg. I had a dry suit flood in what Bob is calling warm Catalina, and I didn't think it was quite that warm, actually.
What was the water temp? Do you know, as you reflect back on that unfortunate incident?
It was ass-numbing cold, Greg.
That would be the technical term for it, I believe, yes. Well, and everybody can understand that, too. That's what's funny.
To put things into perspective, the shrinkage ended 10 days ago?
That's insanity!
I don't think it's ended yet, but, Bill.
Care to comment, Abby?
This is a definite no-comment time for me.
What are you going to do?
Cold water has its disadvantages for male divers, evidently, Bob. But you figure out ways around that. But what, dive in a dry suit? Do you dive a dry suit when you're doing Catalina? What's wrong?
Bob's worked another way to get around the whole problem with cold water.
Yeah.
How's that? What?
You can warm up your wetsuit. I dive in a wetsuit. But if you use a dry suit, you can't do what you can do in a wetsuit.
So you're saying you're a wetsuit diver? You don't bother with dry suits, right?
I have my own thermos, warm water thermos.
Yes, a little warm water. What's
that warm spot in your wetsuit's called a urincline.
Simple joke from a simple man.
Boy. Yes, I think that's in Module 6 of the Patty Open Water, Open Water Instruction Program there for sure. Well, you know, it's on my list. You know, we have the New Jersey Dive Show here next weekend, the Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale's in April, middle of April, and then in June there's the Long Beach Dive Show. So maybe what we can do, Bob, is work a little scuba radio broadcast out there at the Long Beach Show. It's a scuba show, and then go up to Santa Barbara do some diving. What do you think?
That'd be really fantastic. I'll arrange it.
He'll have me. I can't believe it.
Right, and maybe we can get the folks from Dive Right to get you into a dry suit.
Yeah, you bet that right. I don't think I belong to the wetsuit program that Bob described earlier.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you. Otherwise, leave it alone.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Okay, we're just about out of time here from 40 Fathom Grotto. Remember, if you want to check out this dive facility in the Ocala, Florida area, just go to 40fathomgrotto.com. Check out all the information, call them up, and book your adventure now. Also, don't forget, next week we will be at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. So if you're in the area, make sure you come out. It's the largest consumer dive event in the country, and we will be out there in full force with Mermaid, Abby, and Denise. Matter of fact, Denise will be celebrating her birthday.
Woo-hoo.
So I'm sure she will look interesting at the bare minimum, I have a feeling.
Bare minimum? I like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there could be some of those adventures up in the New York area. So if you hear about any mermaids being arrested in the Big Apple, you'll know what it was all about. If that weren't enough, I can't finish up the show today without reminding everybody about our wild dolphin adventure we got planned for September. Are you ready for this, Abby? This is going to be something special, don't you think?
You know, of all the trips that we've talked about, this trip I have actually been ready for several weeks. I went shopping specifically for this particular dive, and I think we're going to try to do some mermaid stuff. Am I right?
Absolutely. That is the plan. We're going to mix mermaids with wild dolphins in the Bahamas, thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards, and all you have to do is go to exploreventures.com or give them a call and see if you want to join us. They got a few spots left for the September 6th itinerary that we're going to take off on that includes, you know, basically first half of the day. We're going to dive the islands of the Bahamas and just enjoy some spectacular diving. And then the afternoon, we're going to be on the lookout for wild dolphins that cruise the area. And hopefully we'll be able to get in the water and get some mermaids with the wild dolphins and see what happens from there.
Have you explained to the mermaids that dolphins are actually predators?
Well, yeah. And actually, they're very amorous, too.
They eat fish. And a big fish would be really delicious for a dolphin, I think.
No, actually, the thing with dolphins, they're the most sexual mammal on the planet. Did you know that, Bill?
Unfortunately, I do. I was trapped once at SeaWorld.
They clearly haven't met Neil Watson.
Good point.
That's too funny.
All right, chalk one up for Abby right there. See, that's why we bring her along for these festivities. Make sure you check out the web at scubaradio.com for the pictures from 40 Fathom Grotto. She provide the visual stimulation for today's afternoon broadcasting. And you'll see from the pictures, she did quite the job as usual. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.